How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again, and we're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12 and verse number 38. We left off last time. The Lord Jesus Christ had asked those that he taught in the temple there in verse 35 through 37 about how it is that the scribes say that Christ is the son of David, but then David in the Old Testament scriptures talks about the Lord said unto my Lord, okay? And David calls him Lord, whence then is he his son, he asks. And so we know from the scriptures and accounts in Matthew, accounts in Luke, that are written that Jesus is the descendant of David. Mary is a descendant of David, and also Joseph, the Lord's stepfather, not his actual father, but was supposed his father, as the scripture says, also a descendant of David. And so Jesus comes of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that branch that comes out of Jesse through David. And so it is the David says that God Almighty, or if you will, yeah, God Almighty, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, says unto his Lord, which he means his Savior, which means his Son, and also his Savior, the Lord Jesus, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. And that's what's happening right now. Jesus has come some 2,000 years ago, fulfilled his gospel, and now he's at the right hand of the Father, waiting for that time that the Father will say, go and rapture out our children, bring them home, and bring this world to a close. And so it says here that the common people heard him gladly. They loved David. And they love the care and compassion that David is noted for the common people. David was not an elitist, but he was a man called by God to be king of the nation, yet he had compassion, great compassion, even as our Lord. In verse number 38, the Lord Jesus says, and he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these shall receive greater damnation. And so the Lord gives a warning here about the scribes, and understand about who the scribes are. The scribes are those men that are their work and their job is to write over and over and over, make copy after copy after copy of the scriptures, of the word of God. That's what they do. They're very familiar. Their whole professional life, if you will, is just given to this writing over and over and over the scriptures, writing, proofing, making sure that the newest copy that has been written and being written and has been written is just like the one, the original or the one before it that it's being copied from. And they have a great work of diligence. And it's because of the scribes that we have the Word of God today. It's that way, the Old Testament, certainly, because for hundreds of years they were diligent to do so. But the Lord Jesus warns against them and against them that are of this attitude. They love to go in long clothing. They love salutations in the marketplaces. They like to dress well. They like to be greeted. Okay. They like their station and the notoriety that brings. They like the chief seats in the synagogues. And so when there would be worship at the synagogues. They sit up front, or they sit in the places of accolade and admiration. They sit up there in the notable place to be seen by all, no doubt. The most comfortable seats and the best vantage point for the seats. In the uppermost rooms at feasts, the Lord says, they like to sit high up and they enjoy that. They have made a little kingdom, a little fiefdom for themselves, and they revel in that notoriety that they have. The Lord says, which devour widows' houses. And so here we see that the work of the scribes has been to not be a help, but an abuser of widows. How this is done, we don't necessarily know. The Lord says they devour widows' houses. So these are women whose husbands have died, and the scribes like to consume away and consume up what they have left. A widow has less to attend to her, to care for her, to look out for her. The plight of a widow in this day was severe and desperate indeed, and these scribes seem to be taking advantage of these women whose husbands are died, and even maybe that they have no children, or their children are far off, or their children have died too, and these scribes take advantage of that situation. He says, and the Lord knows what the Lord says is true, which devour widows' houses, and then for a pretense make long prayers. They make prayers, as the Lord Jesus Christ says, to be heard of men rather than to beseech God for the work and what's needed from God. They are pretentious. They sound religious, yet their hearts are far from the Lord. It's for a pretense they make long prayers. They devour widows' houses. Jesus says, these shall receive greater damnation. And so the Lord telling here that there is a degree of punishment for those that are without him and far from him. There is a loss of rewards for those who are saved. And I don't think that the Lord's talking about these men being saved at all. Greater damnation, degrees of torment and punishment, to take advantage of a helpless widow. It's terrible to take advantage of anyone, but then to take advantage of a helpless widow. Oh, the Lord with great abomination looks upon this way and this using the worship and using the word of the Lord as something to hide behind and to give directive unto people and feigning to be religious and holy and then devouring up widows' houses, making these long prayers to seem to be in touch with God, and they are nothing but far from God. The Lord says these shall receive the greater damnation. Verse 41, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, verily, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. And so the Lord Jesus is there at the temple, and he's near the treasury where the offerings and the alms are given by the Lord's people, commanded by the Lord to be done. There are many rich that come, and they cast in a whole lot. They put in a whole lot from their abundance. They have much, and well, they should give much. It's just that way. But then this poor widow came. The poor widow. Wonder what the scribes would think about the poor widow. Jesus knew how much she put in. Jesus knew how much everyone put in. Jesus, our Lord, knows how much is yet at home. He knows it all. These two mites make a farthing, and I'm not familiar with the money of that time, but the indication is it's very little. The widow's mite, we refer to it. She cast in two of them, and they make a farthing, just very little bit of money. The Lord, when this had happened, he called in his disciples. He said, "Fellas, come here, I want to tell you something." He said he called unto him his disciples and saith unto them, "Verily." And when the Lord uses this word "verily," sometimes he says "verily, verily." But he says, "Verily, I say unto you," this is very important. Very important information. You can't not do without it. "That this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury." Can you imagine the disciples and what they would think? That woman, that poor widow woman, the poor widow woman that's a subject to the devouring of the scribes, that poor widow woman cast in more than one man? The Lord Jesus said more than all that had cast in that day. She had given more. Oh, the economy of our Lord. What a wondrous, glorious economy it is. It's not upon us to gather up much and to do much in abundance as men would judge things, but it's ours, and the economy of our Lord is to be responsible with what our Lord has given us. If he's given much, then praise his name and be generous with it. If he's provided little, just enough for the things of life, praise God for it and be generous and be thankful for it. This widow, in casting in very little money, our Lord Jesus tells his disciples, she has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. All they that have cast in for the day, or maybe all they that have cast in for the week, that this widow has cast in more than all of them, than all those rich that preceded her and went after her. Jesus knows this. "For all they," verse 44, "did cast in of their abundance." They had plenty. There was not the much that they gave didn't leave any kind of deficit or point of suffering for them. But they gave in abundance, and they had abundance left, and they didn't suffer in any way because of what they had given. They cast of their abundance, but she of her want, she of her penury, as it says in other portions of the gospel, but she of her want did cast in all that she had. She cast in all of her living. She cast in everything she had. And it would cause her to have want. You reckon the Lord provided for her? I would imagine that he did. And even if she did have to go without, she was blessed of the Lord. Indeed, this woman had laid up treasure in heaven. Treasure in heaven, indeed. How about you? How about you? Are you laying up treasure for self? Or are you laying up treasure in heaven? In heaven, where thieves don't break through and steal, and moths and rust don't corrupt what's laid up. This woman here, she gave of her want and laid up treasure in heaven. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the word and truth of his gospel. Until next time, farewell.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.